We're just ordinary people with an extraordinary story.
Thanksgiving Day, I helped deliver a baby. A few buddies of mine committed suicide.
There's people like me who struggle with the dark side.
Ooh, I'm a raging alcoholic.
Most dancers are really good in bed.
I hate my boss, but I love seeing all the fly chicks.
The Small World Podcast. Everyone's got a story to tell. What's yours? Visit the website at smallworldpodcast.com.
Hey, Bazooka Joe. What's going on? It's Greg Darling calling. It is Tuesday, 10 p.m. French time. We had a wonderful day, first full day of the Tour Auto Rally. We drove almost 400 kilometers from Paris to Vichy, where we are right now. It was a wonderful start. We had over 200 cars leaving the Place des Invalides in Paris near Napoleon's tomb. And we set out through the streets of Paris on a whirlwind tour to get out of town. It was really wonderful. We're car number four, so we left just after 8 a.m., drove through the French countryside, through the Loire Valley, which is wine country, through all sorts of cool little villages with great traditional farmhouses, amazing scenery, places where they were selling fresh goat cheese. It's just a fantastic experience. It was a lot of fun and a great way to see parts of France that the average tourist wouldn't normally see. It felt like we were also kind of minor celebrities, as there were school kids creaming. There were school kids screaming, you know, as we were driving by. They were so excited to see all the old cars. Men, women, you know, of all ages waving at us. We would give them a honk and say hi and wave back to them. It was so much fun. You know, everybody's taking pictures and video and just excited to see all the old cars out there on the road. It was great. We, just before lunch, we pulled into the historic track of Magny-Cours, which is where they have the French Grand Prix every year. It's a Formula One track. The Formula One race is going to be this July, and so we were able to spend some time on the track, did a couple of practice laps, and then hit it really hard and did about five or six laps on the clock, timed, great hairpin turns and straightaways and little chicanes through some of the, you know, tighter sections. It was a lot of fun, and also, you know, got a chance to stretch out the car and see what she could do on the straightaways and see how she handled in some of the tighter turns. It was very cool. Then we ended up after lunch driving from Magny-Cours to Vichy, where we are now. There were crowds of people waiting for our arrival, lining the streets as we pulled into the Parc Fermé, which is where all the cars will stay for the evening. It's just a great collection of cars from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. There's some really classic stuff, like I said before, Ferraris and Maseratis, Alfa Romeos, all sorts of very cool stuff, lots of history, and of course our Ciata that we're in, which is one of three Ciatas in the race. It's kind of a lesser-known Italian car, but still very cool to have that kind of automotive history out there. Just got finished with a lovely dinner at the old Opera House / home here in Vichy. Great spot to enjoy some of the, you know, classic tales from all sorts of salty old car folk, and see some really, you know, interesting people, and get a chance to chat about our next day's adventure, which is starting bright and early tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. The first car is going to set out. We have a long day ahead of us, but should be lots of fun. Looking forward to getting back to you guys and updating you with the latest and greatest from Paris, France on the Tour Auto 2005. You can check out more information and get all the standings for Tour Auto by going to tourauto.com. Unfortunately, Rich and I, Team Darling/Darling in car number four, are lower on the ranks as we are testing our car out on the track, and that was pretty much the level for what we were judged on today. So that was a little bit disappointing, but we hope to improve our standing tomorrow. Anyway, hope all is well, and we'll chat with you soon. Thanks a lot, Bazooka Joe. See ya.